Good afternoon. I am Matthew Tubasine, and we are living in Novo Evil times. As I was considering what I was going to say in this podcast, I thought about it and considered, well, what am I really doing this for? And I guess there's a couple of reasons. One, the first of which, it's just another creative endeavor. I've got a lot of interests, and I think like quite a few people, I see somebody else doing something, and I think, wow, I can do that. And on the one hand, it's good, you know, to be actively engaged in doing something, accomplishing something, whatever that something may be, and however great or meager that accomplishment might turn out to be. For someone like me, though, and I know a lot of people suffer from this, having too many active interests means you just get to be spread a little thin, and you're not focusing on putting in the quality that whatever you're doing deserves. And also, I've watched and read quite a bit about making YouTube videos, about making podcasts, and the successful ones, quote unquote successful. Success being defined as how many people are listening or how much money are you making or blah, blah, blah. But anyways, the successful ones tend to have a theme. They tend to focus on one thing. And also they tend to be providing something that people need, people can use, either as a material thing, an action like, you know, makeup or painting or something like that, you know, how-to tutorials, or just self-development type stuff, what have you. I mean, we've all been on YouTube. We've all listened to podcasts. They run the gamut of everything that people are interested in: history, sociology, politics, this, that, and the other. And I guess where I'm going with this is I have been informed over and over and over again, you need to find a niche, and you need to concentrate on that, and blah, 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 if you want to be successful. And on the one hand, sure, I'd love to have a whole bunch of people listening to my stuff, watching my videos, and saying, wow, this is some really great stuff you're doing. Keep chugging along. On the other hand, I guess, in terms of videos and podcasts, I look at them kind of like money, in that to me, money is not a thing in and of itself. It's just a tool. It's just a stepping stone to something else. It's not the end in itself. And I'm looking at the videos and podcasts more along those lines. I mean, quite a few of the videos I've made are meant to be like a skit or an opinion piece or something like that, where I'm either trying to entertain or trying to sway opinions. But a lot of it is just, well, if I want to do art, maybe if I video myself doing art, I'll feel the responsibility to push myself more. What is it? Accountability. That's it. I was looking for the phrase accountability partner. It's like having my own accountability partner without having to deal with another person. And you know, having to deal with someone else can be as simple as just making sure you're there on time and that they show up, which, you know, if it's an accountability partner, you have certain expectations. But when it comes to dealing with other people, we all know that things at least occasionally tend to fall apart. And with a lot of people, just fall apart all the time. But basically, right now, at this point, I'm just using the podcast to say, hey, this is what I'm doing, and that will get me to concentrate on actually doing that thing. And it's easy to get started. It's hard to maintain when there's change involved. And that is what I'm dealing with continually, because I'm trying to improve the quality of my life, specifically just doing the things in life that I've always wanted to do and either never got around to or did haphazardly, like dabbling in art for decades and music, or just in terms of I'm getting older. Of course, we all are. There's no turning that horse around. But I'm getting older, and health has become more and more important all the time. In that, I'm not unhealthy per average for someone of my age. I'm probably above average in terms of health, but you know, as you get older, that bar gets lower and lower. So I'm certainly, even when I used to go out and drink every single day and smoke more than a pack of cigarettes every single day, and we're talking about all of my 20s, 30s, and 40s, I had more energy. That much is a given. And I don't really mean I had, well, I don't want to get bogged down with explaining this whole thing. I think having just not drinking in this current time frame and smoking a lot less. I'm smoking less than 10 a day, sometimes as few as maybe 3 cigarettes a day. I'm in the process of quitting. Damn, is it hard. But anyways, I have more energy now because I'm not doing the toxins that I was doing back then. But on the days that I was feeling really good, regardless of whether I was drinking or not, when I was younger, on the days that I felt really good, I just, regardless, had more energy than most days I can muster up now. So, you know, I'm trying to change that around. And if it does get to that place where I need my niche and I'm providing something that other people can use to their benefit, and this makes everybody happy, and I'm actually making some money off it, I don't see that happen. I don't see that happening, but it's always a possibility. I'm going to have to learn to talk correctly before I can even start to sell my words. But here's the thing. I am getting older, and for somebody to basically start where I'm starting from scratch, practically from zero in terms of money, and quitting drinking and starting to do the things in life, starting to build an actual dream life at this advanced age, this is something I can offer up. Because you hear over and over, you're never too old. Well, for one thing, I don't believe that. It I think we all reach a point where, yeah, we are just too old. If it's one day before you die, or even a year or 10 years or even 20 years before you die, if you've just eroded your health to the point where there's no coming back, yeah, you're too old. 20 years is kind of a stretch, but I mean, you know, there are people. I was just talking to a woman earlier who, her friend has long COVID, according to her, and it's just, and I don't even know if her friend was a male or a female, but she said her friend is fatigued. The whole thing came up because I lost my sense of smell and taste from COVID, and I'm just starting to regain it, and we're talking about this is going on a year now, and I shouldn't say I'm just starting to regain it. I'm saying it's coming back so slowly, sometimes I'm not even sure if it's improved or not. It's just so hard to tell, and... Yeah, there are certain things I could smell. Like yesterday, I was here on Southwest 40th, down by the Denny's at the corner begging for money. But I was down at the corner begging for money right down the street from Denny's, and I could actually smell the food cooking. And sometimes if somebody's wearing a really strong scent, whether it's cologne or perfume, I can smell that. There are certain things just every now and then I catch whiffs of, and it's like, oh, my sense of smell is coming back. But we'll see how that works out. Of the five senses, I'm thinking that is the one that I would... That I would be least broken up about losing, which is fortunate because you really don't have a choice. But getting back to, you know, her friend has constant fatigue because of long COVID, and people get all kinds of various illnesses, which just lays them low, or at least prevents a huge health obstacle for them to do the kind of things they want to do pretty much the rest of their lives. And that's rather unfortunate, but you're never too old. Well, it depends on what it is you want to do. You know, how physical is it? Just all of the constraints. How much mental activity does it require? How much memory does it take? You know, all these things start to break down as you get older. So to say you're never too old, well, maybe you're never too old to dig a ditch, but you might be too old to become a rocket surgeon, you know. So anyways, yeah, I guess I'm using these to keep me moving forward. Right now I'm working on a painting, and I haven't gotten to the painting stage yet. I haven't even drawn it out yet. I know exactly what I want it to look like. I mean, the idea is carved in concrete. Stone, let's say. It's carved in stone. So I know exactly what I want it to look like, and I know at least about what it will look like, those always being two different things. But basically, I know what the vision is, and I know what it's going to look like when it's done. So now it's just a matter of doing it. It's just the maintenance phase. I'm going to be drawing the one panel out today. I'm pulling some stuff off the printer in the library and using that as reference material. But there you go. And this is part of a program that I'm working at per one of the self-development gurus who has, well, it's Mel Robbins, and it's Make It Happen. It's what she is offering up. As a matter of fact, I'll put a link down. but it's 15 minutes a day for 6 months, striving towards more or less a specific thing, and just recording that you've done at least 15 minutes of what today towards that end, and see where you're at after 6 months. I wanted to make it specifically about working on art, but given my living conditions right now, I'm camping out and I'm either doing everything at the library, at my storage unit, or at a Starbucks, and it's sometimes quite difficult to, it's quite, just given the resources that I'm working with, it's difficult to do at times, and I decided to expand it from just working on art in that I'm working on a specific project all the time, because it's sure not going to take me 6 months to finish this painting, then I'm going to have to pick up something else. But that's not a problem. I've got a million ideas. But I decided to make it, instead of just about art, it's always going forward creatively, so that can also include the whole music thing. And I made it specifically vague, so regardless of what's going on that day, at least every day there's 15 minutes I can write down something. I did this today, and this is bringing me closer to this goal, whatever that happens to be. Because if I had everything set up where I just wake up in the morning and in an apartment or a house or whatever and had everything I needed, all the art materials and everything was set up, all I had to do was basically sleep, bathe, and make meals, I could kick this painting out easily in 2 days. I might be able to finish it one day if I woke up and worked on it straight through. But it's going to take considerably longer because I am working in the storage unit concerning the painting part of it, because it's a big board and I can't just carry that around with me. So yeah, conditions are not ideal, and there is a certain level of frustration involved, which means it's hard to continue working when I'm just starting to feel down, or things are not going the way I thought they should, or what have you. You know, any of the negatives, any of the resistance comes along, and I'm just like, yeah, that's enough for one day. But anyways, that's where I'm at, that's where I'm going, and that's what I'm offering up. This is what I'm doing for me, and anybody else who's along for the ride, well, hey, I thank you for listening. And if you didn't listen, well, what's wrong with you, man? All right, talk to you soon.